B-Pod Studios.
See, Howie is gone. Even with Jay Ajayi, he had 2 years of control when he was able to get him away from the Dolphins. That's certainly not a bad move. I'd like it.
Yeah, and I mean, even with Melvin Gordon with the last year of the deal, I mean, it could almost turn into like a prove it deal for him.
Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing is, as talented as he is, if I have the opportunity to take Jacobs out of Alabama late in that first round and he's the best player on the board at that point, I would still take a running back there instead of trading up, giving up other assets, quote unquote, to go get Melvin Gordon.
I agree with that. That's why I think it almost can wait until, you know, after the draft to see what happens, because I'm in agreement with you. I like Jacobs. I like his upside, what he could do, but, you know, you never know. I'm a little timid about the Raiders at 24 right before us,
right,
possibly going running back. That's what scares me. But if he could get to us at 25, yeah, I agree with that. But an interesting name, I mean, Melvin Gordon. I'm not crazy about this Jordan Howard talk because I don't think he fits.
Right. I've heard mixed reviews on Jordan Howard. I mean, I think he is a skilled running back, but he's a guy that you got to open up those lanes pretty wide for, and he doesn't catch the ball out of the backfield enough for my liking.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. All right. Thanks, man. Put you on hold. You're in the running for our 76ers tickets. I do have to tell you, 6 o'clock hour here on 97.5, the Fanatic was brought to you by Bay Management Group, your premier property management company, specializing in multifamily and single family rental properties. Visit baymgmtgroup.com. And you are listening to 97.5, the Fanatic WPN Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. 7 o'clock hour now, brought to you by Univest Bank, financial solutions for your business. We are giving away a pair of 76ers tickets to Thursday night, March 28th, that game against the Brooklyn Nets. And we're also giving away one spot in our annual knockout game after that Sixers game on the court following the game. You can also register for a spot in that contest on our contest page at 975thefanatic.com. Let's get to Mike and KOP. Mike, what's on your mind today, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Good, buddy.
Good, man.
All right, so it's no secret that I'm a Howie hater and an Andy Reid hater, and, you know, just a hater in general, and that's fine.
But, and that's fine. I like that you self-approve. good for you, Mike. Yes, that is fine.
I'm good with it.
Yeah, that's because you come to terms.
I think that, like, Howie Roseman gets too much credit, and, like, I'm not going to come off that. And this year alone, he wasted a third-round pick on a receiver that did absolutely nothing for us. I mean, a third-round pick is gone, and that guy isn't even on our team anymore, and he did almost nothing for us. We couldn't even get him incorporated into
this past year?
Yeah, a Golden Tate. They wasted a third-round
pick. Oh, they traded a third-round pick.
Yeah. So don't tell me Howie season. I'm tired of Howie season.
I still don't regret that move. I don't think it was a wasted pick. You don't want a playoff game without Golden Tate.
So
you might not even make the playoffs without Golden Tate. It was that close.
Then we'd have better draft position for him to screw up.
Come on!
Because, honestly, let's be really real here. It's criminal that Donnell Pumphrey is still on this team. It's criminal that Wendell Smallwood is still on this team. It's criminal that we weren't able to get
Tevin Coleman.
Tevin Coleman or Mark Ingram for contracts that are like $10 million and $15 million.
I thought Donnell Pumphrey got picked up by somebody else.
He did.
No, I think he's still on our team.
I think he's back on the practice squad.
Oh, that's right. He got released from the practice squad.
By somebody else.
He's Jets, I think. Yeah.
If I could, I would drive him across country and just dump him off and leave him in California if I could, to get him as far away as possible.
Okay.
I'm annoyed that the running back position is a position that handles the ball an immense amount, and we keep bringing in bums and people that shouldn't even be in the NFL. And we, it's fine. Like, this is criminally negligent to our offense, and the fact that he gets a pass on this, and everybody's just like, Howie Roseman.
You can't fault. Look, I don't fault Howie Roseman for going and getting Golden Tate. I still think that was a good pickup. It's not his fault. Mike Rowe couldn't figure out how to put him in the offense.
I'm sorry, but that was a failure. They should have not.
3,000 yard seasons out of four coming into Philadelphia. 390 reception seasons, and all of a sudden your offense can't figure out how to use them.
Well, whatever, we shouldn't have brought him in. It was a waste of a pick. And then, and where's Mac Hollins? Can someone send an email or, you know, Twitter this guy? Is he still alive? Like,
he's alive. He had that sports hernia last year, and that pretty much took him out for the season. Thanks for the call, Mike. You're in the running for the tickets there. But if you look through the draft, right, was it two drafts now with Joe Douglas helping out here, doing his thing? Derek Barnett, Sidney Jones, Rasul Douglas, Mac Hollins, Donnell Pumphrey, womp womp, Shelton Gibson, Nate Gary, Elijah Qualls. Not a god awful draft.
No.
You're talking about one, two, three, four, four guys out of that draft out of seven or eight draft picks.
That's a B plus. Maybe
50% shot there in a draft. That's not terrible.
Yeah, I think people forget every year how many draft picks are just busts.
Yeah.
All right. Like, it's not a Eagles thing. It's not unique to them. The whole league does it.
Mm. Now, here's last year's draft. All right, they only had the four draft picks, right? They had four draft picks. They took five draft picks, and they took four football players because Jordan Mailata was a rugby player.
Yeah.
He was taken in the seventh round. Dallas Goedert, I thought a good pick.
Looks very promising.
Still can't believe they didn't give him the football more. Then they had Avante Maddox.
Looks like a stud.
Wow. He's a guy that has really impressed me. Yeah. He impressed me in his rookie season, the more playing time he got. Injury issues. But still, his time on the
and
field.
And versatile.
Versatile.
For a rookie. Yeah.
Played safety, played corner, obviously. I think he played inside and outside on corner.
Yep.
So they were able to move him around the field. Josh Sweat, they have a lot of confidence in. He was coming off that knee injury, I believe, his senior year. Matt Pryor, men's and men's, nothing really there. And then we'll see whatever comes out of Jordan Mailata. So the idea that the last couple of drafts with Howie, with Joe, have been complete busts is just a farce.
Yeah,
I mean, you haven't gotten a huge game changer. You've had some injuries there, Sidney Jones being one of them, but you knew that when you drafted him. Derek Barnett had injury issues last year, obviously, cut his season short. Rasul Douglas came on late. I still think he's best suited as a safety. But other guys on this list here, just looking at some of the drafts, it's not nearly as god-awful as people make it out to be.
Yeah, you know, because you're always looking for that one person that you feel like, all right, they drafted you. Now you're going to step in and be an impactful player right now. And sometimes it takes a little time to develop.
Right. Not everybody can be Trey Thomas and step right onto the field and play 180. Finish 181 games.
I didn't want to throw that out
I saw it coming out of your ears a little bit.
You know, not everyone can get drafted and say, here's the playbook, and then you're starting tomorrow.
Trey, if there's anything that drives me nuts about you, it's your immense modesty. You need to stop being so humble, my friend.
I'm trying to be. I'm the salt of the earth.
Let's get to Luke in Wilmington. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good morning, Luke.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. Good, bud.
So far, pretty satisfied with, free agency so far. Like the Bo Jackson signings, don't mind the Brandon Graham signing, or re-signing, I should say. One thing that I think that's kind of been lost in all of this, especially with Deshaun getting his money the other day, was the Wisniewski loss. Over the past 2 years, he was kind of a critical piece of, our run in 2017, locking down that left guard spot. Mm-hmm. Last year, being an integral piece, whether he was starting or whether he was just, that sixth man role. And, Trey, you can speak to this, really well. But I'm pretty concerned about, who's going to fill that void this year, especially with Brooks coming off the Achilles. I know he just got out of the boot the other day, re-signed Peters, but, where are we going to find that, Wisniewski type guy that, are we going to sign a vet guy who, hopefully can give us some quality snaps or, more so a developmental guy in the draft and, one of the later rounds. So, Trey, if you could really kind of speak to that, that'd be great.
Yeah. Luke, thanks for the call, man. I'm going to put you on hold. You're in the running for our tickets.
Okay, so the Wisniewski thing, man. I understand he won a Super Bowl with him.
Right.
He did an excellent job during that time period. But let's keep in mind, he is the reason that JP got put out the game, because of the way he plays. He's a grabber, and he likes to throw his guys. He took his defensive tackle, and he threw that defensive tackle into JP's knee, which put JP out for the season. All right, so now that brings JP back with a bad knee. It's not, they never had, I think after that, did not have a good rapport that the relationship that you need between tackle, and guard. All right. Now, when you go back and you look at also because he is a grabber and he's not a puncher, then now that creates problems when you have games. A lot of times that they were getting beat with games is because Wisniewski would probably take the wrong type of slide angle and he would not punch and deliver the guy. So that was a lot of that caused some problems. Then also when it comes to run blocking as a guard, the guards are the one that create movement on the combination blocks, and he was a guy that would get stalemated on the line. So, you know, when you go back and you look at that New Orleans game, the one of the reasons that we couldn't run the ball is because Brandon Brooks goes down, Wisniewski goes in at right guard, and it just wasn't as effective. Now, I think he's a scrapper, extremely smart guy, someone that can play center and guard. He may be best suited to play center, but for him to, that's Kelsey's spot. We need him at guard. So when you look at who's going to replace him, you're looking at Matt Pryor to be the guy to step in and hoping that he can come in, develop, and be the player that we're hoping that he can be. And also you're hoping that Brandon Brooks is doing his thing to get back healthy. But I'm not too worried about Wisniewski not being here. I mean, because it was, he won the Super Bowl. Yes, right. He was a part of that offensive line. But he was not... He's not the guard that everybody is holding him up to be.
All right. You still have a lot of confidence in Isaac Seumalo.
Yes, I think Isaac is a good player. He started showing some strides last year. I think he got better as a player. He has the size. He creates movement as a guard. And you can tell, like, he and JP have a little bit better rapport as tackling guard. But, you know, Wisniewski was a little undersized at that position. So, you know, you're not expecting for him to create a lot of movement. I think he's better suited as a center. And he even sets like a center at times. And you cannot set like a center at guard. You have to set at a 45. Your stance cannot be balanced the way a center is. You know, a center starts with his stance balanced. He starts with his stance. You know, those are things that you might like, oh, that's not that big of a deal. Yes, it is.
All right. This is from Jimmy Kemsky on Philly Voice. He's actually trying to track the compensatory picks and all that stuff. So unrelated to Isaac Seumalo or Stefan Wisniewski, Jimmy Kemsky went out there to highlight some of the compensatory picks for 2020. Not this draft, but next draft. The Eagles will be getting back. Mike said something about Mike and KOP, said something about losing a third round pick to get Golden Tate here. Well, because Golden Tate just signed with the Giants, and by the way, he went bonkers yesterday after that deal came down. Had a little movie recreation.
Yeah.
We'll play that for you a little bit later. But Nick Foles, you get a third round pick back next year. Golden Tate equates to a fourth round pick next year. Jordan Hicks equates to a fourth round pick next year as well. The only thing that has been canceled out so far with Jordan Matthews leaving to go to San Francisco, I believe he signed with yesterday.
Yep.
He had a picture because his uncle's Jerry Rice.
Yes.
And it was cool.
Second cousin.
Yeah. It was him as a youngster with a 49ers cap on with Jerry Rice, and he said, some things were always meant to be. I was like, that's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. But LJ Fort, that deal that was made yesterday with the Eagles bringing in
Steelers fans love him.
Yeah,
they said he changed the defense around last year.
All right, I'll take it.
I'm hanging my hat on it. Let's go. Yeah.
Journeyman, very much so, as you pointed out yesterday, Jamie. But Jordan Matthews and LJ Fort. So what happens is they actually cancel out a seventh round compensatory pick, according to Jimmy Kemsky, for next year.
Compensatory picks are all the rage in the NFL now. It's a little out of control.
One day, I'll understand what the hell it is. 610-632-0975. We got Mike, we got Pat right there, and then you. 610-632-0975. Coming up, we're going to go around the world with Sam Wilson. She throws us some stories, and we'll also let you hear from Golden Tate, because he was pretty excited about joining the Giants, more so than most people would be about joining the Giants. Time at the Fanatic, 713.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. 97.5, the Fanatic, Farzetta, and Trey. Coming up, we're about to go around the world with Sam Wilson. First and foremost, let's get to...
a little Harry Carey sneaking out there in here around the world.
Really?
A little bit.
Hi, everybody. We're going to go around the world with Sam Wilson.
It's mostly, obviously, it's our boy Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell doing Harry Carey.
I got a chance to
but
talk...
But that's Harry Carey now to me.
Is it Chip Carey, his grandson, that does the...
I believe so, yeah.
I forget who he does. He doesn't do Cubs games. He might have for a little bit. Maybe Diamond... I forget who he does. But I actually asked him one time about Will Ferrell's appearance, and he was like, I love it. He's like, everyone knows my grandfather now.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, we really love that. And his, I think his daughter got to interview Will Ferrell and asked him about it.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
If the moon was made of hot dogs,
I know, right?
Would you eat yourself?
I know I would. And then I'd polish it off with a nice cool Budweiser.
Anyway, sorry. Hey, Mike and Delran, what's happening?
That was awesome.
Thank you, buddy. Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, man. So let me get this straight. There's a Super Bowl MVP quarterback who's got $80 million for people at home to ask them to come to the game.
Yes, yes.
We have people calling in complaining about Donnell Pumphrey and Mac Allen. Think about it. Come on, man.
Yeah.
We're pretty lucky to be there. Could you imagine if when the Sixers were tagging you that Joel Embiid, come on, James, buy your tickets, James, call people at home?
No.
Come on, man. We're pretty lucky. Like, that's just out of control. I have no... My only concern for this season coming up is is linebacker. I know we just signed this guy from the Steelers, I think it was. But other than that, I mean, how can you have that many? How can it's Friday morning in March? How can you really be like hating on Howie Roseman right now?
Yeah, I don't know. People just get it in their head that they don't like somebody, and then all of a sudden they don't like them forever.
I don't get it. I mean, with Alshon Jeffrey, right, with Terry Zahi, with all the moves that were made for us to win a Super Bowl, for us to make the playoffs last year and all that, I just don't know how you're not confident in the squad and you're not excited for the season. Like, I just don't know how you could be, I don't know how you could just sit on the anger of what you don't like right now.
No, I hear you, brother. I'm going to put you on hold. You're in the running for our tickets for the 28th. All right, buddy, good talking to you and good stuff as always. Now, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, let's go around the world with Sam Wilson.
I just have to start out with the actual title of this story. Jose Canseco drags A-Rod into cheating rumors following engagement to Jennifer Lopez.
Yes! Yeah. I've seen this.
Yeah, I've seen this.
Yes. Did you see the tweets? Because that's what I'm about to read.
Oh, you got tweets
insane
here. Well, real quick, let me just get into this because that reminds me of something, Sam. Good bringing this up. The picture of J-Lo... the Mark Anthony singer fella?
Oh, with A-Rod?
With A-Rod! Did you see that?
No, I have not.
It's an old picture. And
when they were married.
Yes, and Mark Anthony and J-Lo. And the caption was, you versus the dude she told you not to worry about.
It's so funny. He's in between both of them, too.
Isn't he, though? Well, what else you got to say? Okay, so you have tweets with this.
Yes, Jose Canseco tweets out, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he's cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is. I was there a few months back with her when he called her on her phone. A-Rod, stop being a piece of poop. Stop cheating on J-Lo.
Okay, hold on. Was that an edit?
That was an edit.
Okay, so he did not say poop.
No, he said he said the other word.
All right, gotcha. But,
Alex Rodriguez, I challenge you to a boxing match or an MMA match anytime you want. Yes.
He already got his ass kicked by Isaac Ahema.
Yes, he did. Yes,
and
he did.
Let us not forget.
But then his ex-wife, Jessica, tweets out, those are false accusations Jose is making and are not true. I have known Alex for many years and haven't seen him in over five. I certainly did not sleep with him. I am friendly with him and Jennifer. As for Jose, he can keep playing with his alien friends. And he tweets back, Jessica, you're calling me a liar. You just forced me to defend myself and tell the truth. Here comes the biggest story ever about A-Rod and yourself. The truth hurts. Do not turn away or hide from a polygraph. Tweets at himself, polygraph time. A-Rod, I challenge you to a polygraph. You are a man enough to face me.
Oh, my God.
J-Lo, I hear you're a very good person. I'm sorry you were called in the middle of this, but the truth had to be told.
That is roid rage of the tamest regard. That is nuts. Oh, what else you got, Sam?
The 22nd horse dies at Santa Anita Racetrack in California since December 26th.
Somebody get Elmer's on the line.
Isn't that insane? But the most ironic thing...
Too soon, Jamie.
Sorry.
After 21 of them died, they closed down the track to do, like, safety precautions and help it.
Do you think?
Well, yeah. So they just reopened on Wednesday. And ironically, it was Fox LA. Reporters were there doing a story on all the improvements they've made. And as they were doing the story, they had to euthanize the 22nd horse that broke its legs that very day when it
opened.
Oh,
wow.
Wow.
Sam, you're getting heavy here.
Yeah,
isn't
right?
That crazy?
This is that's
crazy insane.
Okay.
It's crazy. Okay. But now I'm going to bring it to life.
Jose Canseco challenged the horse to a fight.
Yeah. Dead horse.
Dead horse.
The fed horse.
This is a lighter note.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. So Allie Krieger and Ashlyn Harris of the U.S. Women's National
Team. Yes.
They're engaged. And that's awesome. I love love.
To each other.
Yeah. To each other. Sorry. Yes. But
that's okay.
The craziest part about this story, so not only are they on the national team together, they're also on the Orlando Pride together. So they're both
on. It's not going to work.
Isn't that insane? They're literally together playing on the same team.
Not going to work.
24/7.
Nah, not going
to
work.
And that's why I wanted to know to you guys. Are you jealous that they get to be together all the time? Or are they absolutely nuts?
I'll go with nuts.
50-50.
I'll go with nuts.
I can't get over the name of the team. The name of the team
is Orlando Pride. Ironic, right? That's Orlando another Pride. Irony.
That's poetic justice. not poetic justice. That's just a nice, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful, coincidence.
I don't know.
As a guy who's never around his wife, I don't know. I don't know which is the better life.
That's why I'm kind of jealous because I have to be apart from Dion for 7 months.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I think that's great.
It's awesome.
Here's what's wild. They were dating for 9 months? Or no, excuse me, geez, 9 years?
Oh, really?
Or something like that, a long time.
They're both beautiful.
They're lovely. Mm-hmm. And then now they're engaged to each other. Trey, your thoughts?
That's awesome.
There you go. Too much time together.
That is a long time.
I'm going to take the over-under on that one.
But watch, I'm totally botching this. Watch, it only is 9 months. But what if it's nine? If it's 9 years, they got it under control. They know what's what.
Yeah,
and if it's 9 years, it's not like they're going to be playing forever.
Yeah, you got your travel buddy with you. You travel all the time. It's cool.
Do you get the same room? How's that work?
I don't know.
Do they have road games? Are they at the same room?
Probably,
I assume.
Yeah.
I assume so. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
You know, I think they doubles.
This one goes back to.
Just say you just get a king size. You know,
a queen size.
Queen size.
This one goes back. We've been talking about Aunt Becky and that college scandal.
Yes.
So her daughter is actually, her name's Olivia Jade, and she's beautiful, and she's a vlogger and an Instagram personality, and she had a partnership with Sephora, the makeup company.
Yes.
And Sephora.
Women be shopping at Sephora, man. Yeah. They love that store.
You ain't kidding.
And they tweeted out yesterday, "Hi there, after careful review of recent developments, we have made the decision to end Sephora collection partnership with Olivia Jade effective immediately because of what her mom did."
And then they paid Sephora $1 million to take her back.
Isn't that absolutely
That's how their
insane?
Life works.
That is nuts, yeah.
Before she dropped out of school, she was on a yacht with the USC chairman of the board or something yesterday. I'm going what the hell?
I immediately thought of the scene in Arrested Development when they're all on the yacht. That's when and they're all jumping off.
Job's trying to blow it up.
Exactly. And Tobias is just hey guys, can I hang up? That's what I thought of. That has been Around the World with Sam Wilson. Thank you so much, Sam Wilson.
Good job.
Excellent stuff. That Jose Canseco.
Wow!
Jose Canseco thing is just absolutely bonkers.
Yeah, it's really wild, man. It's too involved.
An hour from now, we're going to talk to Tobias Harris of your 10-9-8 76ers. He's going to talk to us before the game tonight, obviously, so we'll get all things Sixers from Tobias Harris at 8:30. Pat and Ambler, what's going on, brother?
Mark, Trey, BC, bro, Sam W, Joe LeVay, what's going on, buddy?
What's up, buddy? Good.
Hey, listen, first of all, I don't know if I can sleep anymore because Golden Tate's going to be playing against us for 2 years, twice a year now.
Right. That is a dumpster fire in New York right now, man. That is a dumpster fire.
Hey, listen, no, but I'm excited for the Eagles. I do like DeSean Jackson comeback here. I'm pretty sure Howie's going to have something up his sleeve to go get us a nice run back, whether it's in the draft or, free agency. I mean, I have all the faith in Howie Roseman to get the job done. I feel like now, even now, I know it's too early, but I feel like a contender for the NC rather. Just overall, I really, really feel good. I know DeSean Jackson's a little older, but talent's talent. His speed is good. So I just think that's just another weapon that Carson Wentz can use. So
I really, really feel good about, you know, coming out of the NFC this year.
Yeah, even going into the draft before there's a trade, and we'll see what happens, if it's Duke Johnson, whatever happens in that scenario. But as of right now, I feel pretty good about this team going into the draft. I feel good about some guys getting healthy. I look at Carson Wentz, and I don't see a guy who's injury prone. I don't think it goes to. I think when you have a degenerative issue, like a knee issue, a shoulder issue, that's a guy that I think is more injury prone. I think that this guy, as he gets older in his career, will learn to rein it in a little bit, and I think he will be healthy longer. I don't think this will be a thing that plagues him throughout his career.
Yeah, same here. Like, listening to Sean Jackson yesterday and him with that press conference, like, he sounds like a better, you know, more happy guy. He's a more, he sees himself as a veteran guy that he's, you know, he wants to share the ball and make sure the guys get their catches. He looks, you know, he just sounds happy to be a leader. And I really, really like that. And one more thing about the Flyers, they suck. Al Capitan sucks. I gotta get rid of that guy.
What happened to Drew last night? I didn't see all the game. I watched a little Carter Hart. What happened?
Well, let me tell you, he sucked. I mean,
what happened with Drew? What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, because he's not a playmaker. I'm watching Ovechkin. This guy's a playmaker. He's all over the ice. He's hungry to get the puck in the net. This guy, he waits for the play to develop to him. He sits there on his teeth all day long. I don't have time for that.
He's not Ovechkin. I mean, there's one Ovechkin in the league. I mean, there's guys like him, but there's one real Ovechkin.
Marquise makes it sound like this guy's Gretzky, and this guy stinks. He's going to lose a jockstrap. This guy's horrible.
You're talking in superlatives here. He doesn't stink. I mean, he's borderline Hall of Famer, Pat.
Garbage.
Listen to you, Hayden.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry.
No, apologize for your opinion, Pat. I'm going to put you in the running for her Sixers. Maybe go to a Sixers game.
Jamie's not the only one that's miserable on a Friday. It's all right, Pat.
I don't think he's borderline Hall of Fame. I think he's Hall of Fame.
Claude?
You think no doubt?
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I haven't looked at the Hockey Hall of Fame numbers. I think he's a very talented player.
He's got more points in the NHL over the last... I'm aware he disappears in the playoffs, all that. But over the last like 5-6 years, he has the most points in the NHL. Yeah, so it's a Hall of Fame trajectory.
He doesn't miss a lot of time. He doesn't get injured.
Yeah, he really doesn't. It's just the playoff void.
Yeah, he's very consistent, obviously, with what he does in the last couple of years. 100-point season last year. Now, two-time All-Star.
I think he was third in MVP last year. Like, he's going to be a Hall of Famer. You would just like to see the team have some success come playoff time.
That would be nice.
That would be, you know, it's kind of like the goal.
Go figure.
Of all this.
Let's get to, actually, you know what? I want to get to this right now because Pat even mentioned it with Golden Tate. Have you seen the video yet? Golden Tate signs this deal.
I saw that.
What, a 4-year, $37 million deal to go to the New York Giants?
Yeah.
Now, you've seen the movie Jerry Maguire. And the Show Me the Money is something that still gets said in our American lexicon.
I would say one of the most famous movie lines.
Yeah, it's
possibly ever. Yeah, it's up there.
Like, okay, like, I make him an offer he couldn't refuse.
Yeah, that's definitely up there.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Frankly, Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Scarlett, I don't give a damn.
Yes, absolutely. I got nipples. Focker, can you milk me? You know, those famous
classics.
Show me the money. Show me the money. So, it was Focker, the movie. Have you seen?
The
fact that just rolled off your tongue with the other classics, I found.
Well, I think it's up there, Bob.
Did you think about milking them? Is that why that's why you're disturbed?
Bob's head shot up like, what did you just say to me? So Golden Tate takes to social media and decides to recreate, shirt off and everything, the famous, Show Me the Money scene in Jerry Maguire.
Ready, Jerry? Show me the money.
Show you the money.
Say it with me, Jerry. Say it with me, brother.
Show you the money.
No. Let's show you the money. Show me the money. Let me keep saying.
Show me the money.
Louder, Jerry.
Show me the money.
Look, Jerry, say it louder. Show me the money. There you go, Jerry. Show me the money. Say you love this black man. I love this black man. Say you love black people. I love black people.
Congratulations, Jerry. You're still my agent.
I'll say this. Congratulations on getting that money because you ain't going to get many wins in New York, unfortunately, for you there, Golden Tate.
He secured that bag,
That's a pretty solid recreation.
Yeah, it was good. But on another note, what the hell are the Giants doing?
They have lit themselves on fire.
Sterling Shepard is a slot receiver.
That is correct.
Yeah. Golden Tate is a slot receiver.
They love slots.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yep.
Go to Atlantic City.
Hey, we're just going to figure it out. Yeah, we're just going to line up. The ball will be snapped.
Mm-hmm.
People going to run around.
Yeah.
Football will happen.
And then Eli gets sacked.
Yeah. Makes a stupid face.
Football is going to happen.
Are they just trying to get better draft picks? Is that the point they're at right now?
It's a lot of money to give to get better draft picks. I think he got 23 and a half guaranteed.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. That's nuts.
He's 31?
Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And by the way, all the slot receivers that they have, and you don't like that, Jamie? I believe you're slot shaming. That's what you're doing
right
there.
I don't slot shame in 2019.
You're slot shaming.
I'll try not to.
You're shaming the Giants for all their slot receivers. Stop slot shaming. John in Doylestown, as a matter of fact. What's going on, John?
Gentlemen, first off, Trey, mad respect.
How are you?
Mark, I'm very upset with you.
What happened now?
Go get him. Go get him, John.
We used to have breakfast and dinner together every weeknight, and now you have abandoned me.
John, I'm sorry, bro. But you know what? I grew up in Doylestown. I'll come down there. We'll have breakfast. We'll have dinner. How about that?
Listen, I'm just going to say that the Eagles have ruined me, and I am now a newer, softer, angry Philly fan.
That's an interesting combination, John. Why is that?
Yep. Well, first, you took my Daily News Live away.
I'm sorry, man. That decision was over my head.
Bryce Harper hasn't got a hit yet. I was at the Flyers game, unfortunately, last night. So if you got one last night, I apologize. The Flyers, unfortunately, are just the Flyers. Please, God help me. Brett Brown calls more handoffs than the Eagles do.
That's a good point.
I got to tell you, last night may have been the worst night I've ever had at a sporting event, and I just want to Flyer shame the Flyers.
Oh, what happened, man?
So, got lucky enough to score a super box, and Philly fans being Philly fans, I could not believe how drunk people were in front of me to the point where they were passing out and falling down in front of each other.
Okay, that's a negative.
And there's kids in the box, and you go over and you tell security that, hey, you might want to stop this guy from drinking and watch these two people. And they said, yeah, we'll watch him. What they do, they watch him go up to the bar in the box and order more drinks and then pass out in the box. And security came down and just watched him sleep. And I get it, because if you were at that game, I want to go to sleep too, please. It's just, we get beat up for all these stupid things, but then we keep doing stupid things. And it was just, and the Flyers absolutely did nothing about it when multiple people came up to security and said, you got to do something.
Yeah, John, that's unfortunate. And look, as a guy who does PA at the Wells Fargo Center, I do it for the Wings lacrosse team. We have to read that thing. PA announcers got to read the thing about unruly fans and all that stuff. And the direction is to tell someone who is in security. So if that's the case that happened last night, it didn't get a lot of help. I don't know what protocol is, but that's something I'll look into for you when I go down to the Wells Fargo Center later today.
And the joke was, we thought we were in the 700 section of Veterans Stadium, and that's what we were joking about, and we were actually talking about how we should have went to a Sixers game because it's more fun and more family friendly. And the worst part about all of it is we continue to complain about these guys. All the Flyers kept doing was putting pictures of kids up on the Jumbotron, trying to tell you it was a family friendly atmosphere.
Okay.
But literally the drunks in this box were, literally in front and back of us were just the things that were coming out of their mouths.
Right.
And listen.
Well, John, real quick, I understand, but real quick, John, just so that's not the Flyers. That's the building. The Flyers don't like hire the security. But I understand what you're saying. And you said you went up to a security guard and they didn't do anything?
Yeah, I went up to the main security guard that was standing at the door of the box, and as I was talking to them, the gentleman went and bought two more hard mixed drinks. And I'm like, look, he's taking it to his other buddy, and they were literally, they would stand up to high-five each other, and they would fall over and miss each other.
Well, John, I'll promise you this. That's the last time Jamie and Bob will go to a Flyers game, okay? I'm sorry that they're both wrong there.
Well, and I'm really upset they didn't include me, but
All right, no, I'm not kidding, John. I'll follow up. Let me take your info so I find out where you were in the stadium. I'll put you on hold. You also will be in the running. Maybe we will send you to a Sixers game. Put you in the running for those tickets. But Jamie, just find out what section he was in, and let me look into that, because that is unfortunate, especially if there's kids around.
Yeah,
we were talking about this the other day, Bob. Like our dad saying, and you even saying, "Hey, you know, kids. You know, I got kids around here. Take it easy on the language." That type of thing.
Yeah,
Joe Farzetta, my pop. That's what he would do. Telling you that right
Trey
now.
Trey made fun of me for doing it, but
I mean, you were a bunch of little kids.
They weren't little kids. They were high school
kids. I mean, were they high schoolers? I mean,
you don't get out of a car and start screaming the F-bomb in front of Miss Rosa.
Whoa, calm down. I'm on your side.
My anger knows no limitations.
610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up in a little less than an hour here, about 40 minutes, we're going to talk to Tobias Harris of the 76ers. He'll join us. They got a game tonight against the Sacramento Kings. Bob, they're all big games at this point.
Huge.
So we'll talk to Tobias Harris. 9 o'clock, we'll talk to Dan Orlovsky. He'll help us go through all the things with DeSean Jackson. And we'll also let you hear from DeSean in that press conference yesterday. That's what we got coming up for you in a few here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Farzetta and Trey in the morning. Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch, Sam Wilson with you today. 610-632-0975. Wide open board for you right now if you want to jump on. Try to win those 76ers tickets. You are welcome to do so at 610-632-0975. You got some Flyers combo in there after a tough one last night. Carter Hart.
He didn't look good. He was kind of all over the place.
It wasn't, I wouldn't say it's one of those games where it was like, oh my God, Carter Hart's not ready to be out there. He was facing a pretty damn good team in the Washington Capitals, first and foremost. Second, it was his first game back. It's all over the place, I think, would be a good way to describe it.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to put all five goals on him.
Oh, no.
There was one, I think it was the third goal of the game for the Capitals, that looked like he had no idea where the puck was going. And he had a straight line of vision to it. He looked like he was covering five hole. He ended up going up top and ended up being the right corner of the net. Goal. That was the end of that.
He seemed to be sliding around an awful lot.
It looked like his first game.
Yeah,
it looked like his first game in quite some time.
Does the rookie wall exist in hockey?
I'll bet it does.
Well, how many games you play? Gosh, I don't even know how many games you play at the AHL level. I'm trying to think. It might be 80. It might be 82. I'm not sure. But you're playing a lot of games down there. You should be good to go. It could exist. But I don't know how much it does for a guy that just had, 10 games off?
Yeah.
Something like that. I wouldn't surprise me if it did. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Coming up in a little bit, we'll get back into DeSean Jackson and what's going on with him and his, I like how you put it, Jamie, in your update, reintroductory press conference.
Yeah.
As he gets reintroduced to the Philadelphia fans. And it's crazy. You think about guys that have left Philly and then come back. I know a lot of people are looking at LeSean McCoy now because the Eagles could use a running back and whether you bring him back. But do you think about some of the guys that have come back recently in Philadelphia sports and had an impact? Nick Foles. Probably
he had a little bit of an impact.
Arguably the greatest return. I mean, him, Bernie Parent was a great return because remember he got traded. I saw Bernie yesterday. Still warms my heart whenever I see that man. I love that guy.
Where'd you see him?
I saw him down the Flyers. I was actually leaving the stadium. I was leaving the Wells Fargo Center when I got done at NBC to come here or go home. And Bernie was right there with his lovely wife. Aww. And we just caught up real quick and left there.
Nice save, Doc. Bernard Marcel Parent.
Only God saves more than Bernie.
Who'd they trade for him?
No
idea. That one. Doug Favell.
Oh, Doug Favell.
Another goalie.
By the way, Marcel's a great name.
Marcel.
Yeah.
It is a great name.
Yeah.
But,
you going to name your kid that?
Maybe.
In the running? What are we down to, Jamie?
Countdown, you mean?
Yeah.
A little less than 2 months.
Show baby.
Show baby is on the way.
Yes, sir. I saw Bernie last night. But when you think of guys that come back in Philly, there's Bernie Parent, there's Nick Foles, Who else came back
Jeremiah
to
Jeremiah Trotter.
Jeremiah Trotter was
Iverson.
Down. Yeah. Iverson had a triumphant return for
Hugh
one game.
Douglas.
Yeah. Hugh came back. He was on the Super Bowl team in 04, 05. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's some pretty amazing guys that came back to Philly. And now Deshaun will try to do that again. It is nuts. You think about, you know, how close he is to being the third all-time leading receiver in Eagles history. He's maybe less than 100 yards behind. He's about 300 yards behind Mike Quick for third all-time. Mm-hmm. I believe he's 3,000, a little bit less than 3,000 behind Harold Carmichael. It's pretty nuts, man. It's pretty nuts when you think back about the guys that have come back here and had some success. But you think about who are some other guys that came back to Philadelphia?
James Van Riemsdyk.
JVR had a goal last night, I think his 21st of the year. There's some interesting guys that have come back to Philadelphia. Now D-Jack's going to try to do what Nick Foles did, make him a Super Bowl champion again in a return to Philly. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975. Once again, at 8:30, we'll talk to Tobias Harris of the 76ers. Dave at Abington, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Dave?
Hey, how are you?
Good, bud.
First time caller.
Oh, welcome in, man. Good to have you.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit of Eagles. I want to see what they're going to do with the running back position at this point. Obviously, what we had last year probably is not going to do it. So are they looking at Crowell? Is there any inside information on that?
I haven't heard whether or not they're interested in Crowell. The only person who was released by the Jets, I think yesterday, after they signed Le'Veon Bell. The only person that I've heard them really being interested in at this point, after Tevin Coleman went off the board, has been Duke Johnson.
Okay. Well, he definitely can catch the ball. Both ex-Cleveland Browns. So.
Yeah, right.
Don't worry.
That's that breeding ground for running backs with the Cleveland Browns.
That's true. As of late, that is true. But yeah, I know Crowell is pretty one-dimensional, so he doesn't really catch the ball, but I think he's a pretty good runner. Had him in fantasy in years past.
Oh. Well, then now you might as well be a scout, Dave. We appreciate it, man. Yeah, thanks for that. Thanks for that look.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I'm going to put you in the running for our 76ers tickets to the game against the Brooklyn Nets coming up on the 28th. That's a Thursday night at the Wells Fargo Center. You'll also get a spot in our knockout tournament following that game. Isaiah Crowell, Trey, do you have any opinion on him whatsoever?
No, I don't.
Not a big Crowell fan? No, he did have some good years in Cleveland, went over to the Jets. He's not my guy. He's not a guy that I would say, hey, I absolutely go after him. But there are a couple of names out there. I think Spencer Ware is still out there.
Yeah, I'd have interest in him.
I guess it's because of the Doug Peterson connection to the time in Kansas City. Whether or not you go over there and bring him in. Had some injury issues last year. I think we all know about that. There's another name that's escaping me right now. But I think the number one guy that they'd be focusing on, and Spencer Ware is a free agent, but another guy that they'd be focusing on, I think, is Duke Johnson. That came out yesterday. They're actually showing some interest in getting that running back out of Cleveland. The best thing he brings to the table is he is that versatile back. That can run between the tackles. He can bang it outside. He can catch out of the backfield. He's one of those guys that you can look at that is a very versatile running back. And that's what I think this offense needs. That's what I think Carson Wentz needs. He needs that guy that, yeah, look, he's got the guy that can stretch the field for DeSean Jackson and just run down, go get it, that type of thing. Carson even tweeted that out, saying that's going to be his strategy, bombing it down the field, letting DeSean just run under it. But then he also needs that guy to have that little dump off. Mm-hmm. And I know we talked about it last year with the screen game, how it seemed like it had disappeared. With Jay Ajayi, you didn't see it that much. Corey Clement, you saw it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.